This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You hear that music, you know it's time for Rob Bradford. Baseball Isn't Boring and WEEI.com. I saw there's some new swag from Baseball Isn't Boring. Some new hats there, Keefe.
Nice.
They pop.
They come in extra large.
They look real nice. Yeah, you're going to need it for that dome of yours over there. Bradfo brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com. What's up, Bradfo?
Oh, my goodness. McFarlane to you both. It's so good to talk to you. And if you want a hat, just message me, and we'll make that happen.
Right, I want a hat. Are you talking to us, or are you talking to the listeners out there?
Yeah,
we want hats. Yeah, we're telling you right now.
Do
I?
Yeah.
No, you guys have to go through the formal process. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Apply for a hat.
Yeah, so it is amazing that, you know, going through airports, sick brag, bro. I know.
Yeah, nice.
Going through airports, you wear that hat, man. It just sparks up the conversation about the great game of baseball.
Yeah, look.
I do have a question because I just get off the flight late last night. And if you have the middle seat, if you have the middle seat of a long plane ride, who gets the armrest?
I take both. If I'm in the middle
seat,
I take
you.
Both.
Yeah, you get those.
Yeah, it's survival.
Okay. You get those because the other guys get their ones, one to the right, one to the left.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Spread your legs as wide as you can and put your both elbows on the armrest.
And if you have your choice, what seat do you go for?
Window.
Yeah.
I used to be an aisle guy, but then I when people are like, "Oh, I got to go to the bathroom 3 times on a 2-hour flight." You're like, "What?"
I don't mind middle. I don't mind middle.
This explains a lot, by the way.
Now,
look,
you're middle, but you're not, let's say you're with two strangers. You're not with
your
wife.
I'm not with
and
my
kid.
Family.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Middle with two strangers is an outrageous
probably
take.
More window, but like with my family, I always fly in the middle seat. Doesn't bother
Dibs
me one bit.
Middle.
Yeah. I don't doesn't bother me one bit.
That is a psycho move.
That is the worst. That is maybe the worst take of all time.
All right. Well, you know what, Brad?
Jones' hottest take. Give me the middle seat on a plane.
They can't all be winners.
No.
All I know, I hope we're not let down by these hats. We've been promised hats before, so I hope we're not let down
you have?
By the hats here.
Not by you, Brad.
We've been promised hats before, and we've been let down. Keith has a good conspiracy theory on Chapman. Not even conspiracy theory, but just take on Chapman. Maybe not as hot as the middle seat.
This is good, Bradford.
Tell Brad for your take.
Yeah, I didn't want him going into the playoffs with like 100 consecutive scoreless innings.
Oh.
I thought it was good to sort of break this up a little bit.
What is this? This is like the Patriots season, right?
Well, so yes and no. I mean, the Patriots were chasing history. Chapman was just on like an unbelievable heater. He had given up runs earlier in the season, but it was just every time you saw him, they were like, hasn't given up a hit, hasn't given up a run. His ERA is under one. You're like, oh my God. Like, I just had fears of game one of the playoffs. Chapman's in there, and the announcers are going on and on and on about this streak, and then boom, he serves up a homer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that. First of all, there has to be a name for this theory, right? Mm-hmm. And because I've heard it before for different things, like you said, the Patriots. But Chapman, the biggest thing isn't fine if he goes on a run into the playoffs, but I'm with you, kind of. It was going to happen at some point. If it happens in the playoffs, it's the ultimate sad trombone. And you know how I know this, because you go back to last year, that who shall not be named in the offices of the commissioner, Emmanuel Classe, I mean, I think he finished third in Cy Young.
He was nasty until he wasn't.
Keith's got the T-shirt jersey.
I got the real jersey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was at a Cleveland game where that was like the pregame like giveaway. It's awesome.
I don't think they're going to have another one of those. Yeah. So I'm just guessing.
Maybe I can return it for like a Jose Ramirez.
But, you know, people forget how unbelievable he was. I think he was like third in Cy Young or something like that. And then he was just awful, awful in the playoffs. So I think what you have to avoid with Chapman, and this is the obvious thing, is that you have to make sure that his stuff is still good. He mentioned after that game in Arizona, oh, my velocity was down. I had to figure out a different way to do it. Well, you got to find a way to get that velocity back. You have to find a way to make sure that he is right. And this goes with Crochet. This goes with all these pitchers. It becomes an area where it's the unknown, it's uncharted territory, really. I mean, we could talk about Crochet. I did an exercise the other day with comparing him to Zach Gallen on September 8th. Ah, they both compared to Zach Gallen.
Yeah.
I love exercise. Yeah. I love innings total exercises. Yeah. 2023, Zach Gallen ended up pitching, I think, 243 innings. And on September 8th in 2023, he had the exact same number, almost the exact same number of pitches in innings that Crochet does now. My point is that if you are going to make a long run, there's a long way to go for all these guys. So you got to make sure they're right.
You ever work with Michael G, the Michael G theory? Is that what we should call it?
Ooh, Michael, no. Well, no, Michael Gee.
Oh, was it Gee?
Jones had a hard time with pronunciations. He was calling.
It's not Don Ace.
No, it's not Don Ace. Did you say Don Ace?
Yeah, I said Don Ace. Michael Gee? You ever work with him at the Herald?
Yeah, I remember Michael Gee. Yeah, sure.
We call it his theory. It was what we call that.
We don't have to.
The Keith Corollary.
Yeah, Keith Corollary.
To the Michael Gee.
Oh, I do like the Keith Corollary. Yes.
What's the plan with Peyton Tolley? They've started to load up on the fastball. He's gotten hit a little bit in the last couple of outings. Is he ideally for this team this year, not long term? This team this year, number four starter, high leverage bullpen guy. Is he on the playoff roster? What's the fit?
I think he's going to get another chance to start. I think they have. That's the plan going forward. That this was sort of not an aberration, but not what they're going to do. They're going to go forward and they're going to give him a start and they're going to hope that he's good because they need him to start. This is, as we said before, this isn't a luxury item. That Peyton Tolley, they need to find a fourth starter, they need to find a fifth starter, and they need Peyton Tolley to be kind of good because they don't have a lot of other options. Now, Conley Early, great, unbelievable, awesome. But still, it's like we're putting cart before the horse a little bit if you think that he is the no-doubt-about-it guy. Same thing with Peyton Tolley. We've already seen this, that you're going to have to adjust. The first time out is different than the second time out. That Peyton Tolley thing in Arizona was the ultimate lesson for any young pitcher. Because Arizona, just talking to the Arizona people before the game and then after the game, they're like, we just cranked up the traject machine to 100 miles an hour, and we just sat on his fastball, and once we saw he couldn't throw his curve, then boom, we know we had him. Well, welcome to the major leagues, Peyton Tolley. That's not to say that he can't be good, and that's not to say he can't help even in the postseason, because I still think if he adjusted, if he is able to throw another pitch decently, he can be a very valuable, if nothing else, reliever. But, you know, I think that to answer your question, there's still some ways to go to figure out who is actually going to contribute when they make the postseason.
Can you clarify something? Is Connelly Early eligible for the playoff roster?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so too. We got multiple texts and messages saying they're like, oh, he got called up after the fact. So I thought so. So
no, you got to be part of the organization.
Okay. Oh, so even Kyle Harrison, not that he would be on the postseason roster, but what did you make of Harrison's Red Sox debut yesterday?
Oh, it's good. I mean, the same thing. It's good. It's just, you know, you can't ignore the fact that, you know, that you get outs, you don't give up hits, you don't give up runs. And he's a guy who, I saw him in person a couple times down in Worcester, and you do notice, like, if fastball does jump, you see what they see in him. He does have major league experience, But I'll say it again. It seems like a short amount of time, a couple of weeks left of the season, but it's a long time in terms of figuring out exactly who is going to be hot, who is not going to be hot, who you're going to be able to rely on, and all of that. It is amazing, though, guys. Not only the Red Sox, how many teams are calling up these young players to say, all right, you know what, you're our savior. The Mets are doing it with three guys in their rotation. One guy that did live that life, if you remember, I know that you guys rode the ride of the 2015 New York Magical Mets, and Steven Matz, he actually did it. He was dropped in the middle of nowhere September. And
Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, Wheeler.
And they started him? I don't remember that.
He got put in the rotation in early September, made, I think, four starts, and then he started in the NLDS, the NLCS, and the World Series.
How about that?
Yeah, so there you go.
Same track.
Didn't happen.
So, bigger picture, because I feel like Cora yesterday was talking about Harrison very differently than he was talking about Early and Toley leading into their first outings with the team. Harrison's wasn't a start. Theirs were. So maybe I'm reading too much into that. Big picture, if they were going to power rank those three, like what they believe out of those guys, how would you rank them based on your discussions?
Oh, man. It's a cop-out, but you got to have to get to the end of the year, because we saw it with Peyton Toley. We were screaming and yelling about how this guy was the savior, and then all of a sudden the last two starts, I don't think people are saying that. And conversely, I don't think you should rule him out as being really good in the postseason. So I know that everyone is like riding the Connelly Early bandwagon right now, but I want to see him pitch again. Like, I talked to a scout yesterday that said that, you know, that he really has to show that he can pitch inside. All right, well, you know, if he doesn't pitch inside in the next couple of times he pitches, then he's going to get hit like Toley got hit. But I think in pure stuff, I think you still look at Peyton Toley, and it's hard to ignore the pure stuff. I just feel like if he can just get that secondary pitch over the plate, then he could go on a pretty good run. So I'll go Toley, Early, Harrison.
It's been seven games since Roman Anthony went down. The team is 3-4. Overall, how do you think the offense is going to be the rest of the way? And when, also, I guess as an addition to that, Willier Abreu, how soon do you think we could see him?
Yeah, I think the Abreu thing's a little concerning, to answer that question first, where he just isn't able to, or hasn't been, just sprinting full out. Now he's running, and maybe they're slow playing it or whatever, but still, he is. I think I saw today that he had the best defensive rating of any right fielder in baseball. Like, we forget that. We forget how good this guy can be. So I think that the ideal is that you get him back. What do they get? They go to Tampa after this homestand. So maybe by then you get him going into the postseason. You don't want to rush. You don't want to. You guys know this.
Sure.
Tearing a calf muscle is never a good idea, right?
Right.
Coming back. So you don't want to do that. And so if you get him back by then, okay. In the meantime, the Yoshida thing, he's a lefty hitter. Like, people say, well, why do you care so much about Yoshida? Well, he's a lefty hitter. They don't have a lot of lefty hitters. They don't have a lot of – and so he has to be pretty good. Romy Gonzalez, you can't have it take a turn for the worse in terms of whatever that – the banged up his knee. So these guys who have been a little bit up and down, you have to get the best of them. I think I said it to you guys before when Alex Bregman came out and just said, oh, we just got to keep doing what we've been doing. No, you got to be a little bit better. Everybody has to be a little bit better across the board. And I don't think they've done that enough during that, certainly in Arizona and certainly yesterday.
September, Red Sox, Yankees, there's always high stakes to it. It's always a big series. What are the stakes this weekend?
I think it's pretty big series because, I mean, that's a stupid statement. Of course, it's a big series. but it's, first of all, it's going to be great. It's nice to have a series like this on the weekend at Fenway Park. Yankees, you know, the Friday night thing is a good dynamic. So it's going to be great. But then the Red Sox have lined up their guys. They know how big a series it is. You know, for me, it's the home field is so huge in the way that the whole playoff system is set up. To get the home field is just everything, really is. It's so key. And they're very fortunate. They won the season series against the Yankees. But I will say this. When they came off the last series of the Yankees, everyone was crapping on the Yankees. listen, the Yankees are as good as anybody. They are. They just, I mean, they have flaws. They're just different flaws. But they're as good as anybody, and they could certainly win this series. So I just think you got to keep marching. And you look at the you got to look at the schedule for both these teams. It's not easy, but it's not that hard either. It's just, I think for the Red Sox, it's pretty simple. You can beat anybody left, and you can go on a run in the postseason. You just, once again, have to get the best version of these guys that you've been relying on who have been playing better than the back of their baseball cards for the majority of the season. And most importantly, you have to get the best versions of Crochet, Giolito, and Bayo.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford every Thursday here on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy. Bradfo, we appreciate the time. We'll put in our formal requests for the Baseball Isn't Boring hats, and we'll talk to you next week.
And by the way, guys, I talked to Boris. I'll be writing that up today about Bregman. Stay tuned. Yeah,
Kennedy had kind of an interesting answer about that this morning when he was asked on Greg's show. He said they were all surprised by the Jeff Passan report that Bregman was going to opt out. So interesting. Okay.
I almost pulled a hamstring. You know how he sits down? It was in Anaheim, and he sits down in that pit behind home plate.
Yeah, and you can see him sometimes with the camera.
So if you're a reporter, you have to literally get on the ground to talk to him. And so I'm in like a catcher stance for a minute. I'm like, this isn't going to work.
No.
And then I go new school, one knee, right?
Nice.
So I'm one knee. And then I basically just sit on the ground.
I would have sat like Tony Pena back there. I would have the leg out.
Like, this is what I'm doing. All right, Bradfo. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
week.
Guys. I'll see you. Bye.
Good stuff from Bradfo.
Good. I mean, he's putting in the work. I mean, you have to crouch down to talk to somebody. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, you have an exclusive with like whoever. Like,
it is kind of a power move by Boris.
I got to crouch down like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I can get back up.
Should we do that? Should we have change like we have guests? Yeah, should we change where we're sitting?
Well, is it Colin Cowherd that has like the chair way up high?
Probably.
He's like on a throne, it's and like everybody else is like he's looking
like
down
a craft
everybody?
Style yeah. throne. Yeah, maybe that
and
sounds
you're like,
right.
What's the point of this? I'm very powerful.
It's Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll go on the clock at high noon, tell you how the Patriots are going to get their first win. We'll reset some thoughts on Drake May as well. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock every Thursday at high noon. We go on the clock.
Woo!
We'll give you in just 60 seconds how the Patriots will get their first win against Miami on Sunday. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I was listening to Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show. It's available on the Odyssey app if you don't have it.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah,
get it on your phone. It's free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. But it was interesting to hear, and Greg's show did some of this morning And then they did more of it with Kennedy. It was interesting to hear the reflection from his perspective on where he was on 9/11 and sort of the recollections of that. And, you know, we did some of this last year, Keith, when we were on, just mm-hmm. where we were and our, you know, recollections of that day, which is a dark, dark day and a difficult day. And, you know, I thought it was just kind of interesting to hear Wiggy's perspective and Sam Kennedy's perspective on where they were at from that standpoint.
Oh, definitely. And I think with, you know, Wiggy being on the Patriots and in the season, and it was an off day because it was a Tuesday, but then just sort of like what the next days were like for him and the team, and then the moment with Andruzzi running through playing the Jets, like that whole thing definitely stands out as a memory in the aftermath of everything that occurred on September 11th. And, you know, you always remember where you were and like that moment in time, like you'll never forget that. But then to hear from other people at all different ages, like that was interesting too about their show is Greg was on the air. Greg was on WAAF.
That's wild.
It stayed on the air all day talking about it. And it's really strange to go back. Some of this is on YouTube. If you go back to some of these live shows, like there's like a Regis and Kathy Lee where it's happening in real time in New York.
In New York, correct.
And they don't really know what's going on because you didn't at first. You certainly didn't.
Well, Wiggy said this. If you're young, and right, Courtney and Shine were younger.
That's so what I'm saying. Like, so they were in fourth grade. You, me, and Curtis were in high school.
Yeah.
Lainey was probably college, right?
Freshman
in college.
Yeah. And I remember you talking about, like, you were listening to Stern. Like, Stern was another one that was live.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
when we
yeah.
talked about this last year, Billy, I remember you saying that. And yeah, I found out in school. Like through word of mouth is how you found out about it. And so there weren't phones. We were watching some news coverage.
It was also wild to hear Curtis said their physics teacher held class.
So
we immediately canceled school for
his,
the day.
His class walked out. I think I said this last year. My Spanish teacher, we had class. She shut the TVs off. And we had class.
You said adios.
Then after that, we got sent home like midway through the day. But yeah,
That's so bizarre.
We went to that class and we're like, "Hey, Senora, put it on the screen."
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, you'll catch up on this. Like, let's do class." So we did class. Which
That's
is crazy
so
in
weird.
Retrospect.
Although,
yeah.
pre-brag, going to a prep school, you have kids from like all over the world at your school. You have kids that are from New York City. You have kids that are from D.C. So it was like everybody trying to get in contact with their family. It was chaos. And just sort of like what the next day was like, too, is another thing.
Did you guys have school the next day? We definitely did. Did you guys?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Billy, you were at BHCC. You were at Bunker Hill?
I was.
Did they have classes the next day? They did. Okay.
We probably did because it happened early in the day, I guess on Tuesday. So that closed everything down. I think we went back, and that was also, you know, fall sports. So it was like, all right, football practice is canceled. And then, but like, I think the next day we kind of did go back to it, but it all felt very strange. And like, I think everybody remembers that day, but also trying to think about like the differences, you know, we were just talking about like the airport with Bradford, like the airport's one thing that just like still stands out to you. Cause like we're of a generation where we actually remember where if you were meeting somebody at the airport, you could like run up to the gate.
Oh, yeah.
You could basically board the plane with somebody and be like, all right, I'll see you later. And then now it's like, everything is so different. Just how you kind of see the world is changed, you know, on that day. But I am always fascinated to hear different people's experiences, especially like their different parts of the country, different parts of their lives. And I can't even imagine like doing the show like Greg did or Regis or Stern or whoever.
Like you're on the air and the towers collapse. Like you're
we were talking
about this briefly with Greg, you know, and I'm sure he's talked about it on the air before, but we were just talking about it a little bit with him this morning. But it's like we're on the air. We don't really know what happened. Like the first tower gets hit and you're like, well, that was whatever, a small plane, or it's an accident, or you don't know what it is.
But then I remember gathering in like a room and like watching TV of it. But even the people, like the news stations, were like trying to fill in the clues. So even when you're watching that, let alone having to relay something that somebody else isn't very clear of what's happening, but trying to do it in real time. And Greg mentioned they had no commercials. So usually, like, it's something like that. It'd be during the commercials where you try to read stuff or listen to stuff and be like, all right, I can report this back, but you're just trying to do it all on the fly.
I can't remember if we talked about this last year, Keith, but the closest thing that I would imagine both of our radio careers to that.
Yeah, we were working together.
Would be the marathon bombing.
Yeah.
And like that whole week, and just that was very different radio in this city. Like we weren't doing as much sports talk. There might have been the Bruins played a game in there.
Yeah, that was. But even that was like a
it
story
was
about,
through the prism yeah. of, you know, sports are back yeah, and yeah. you know, the anthem and everything else. But
then
like
the
that,
Ortiz moment at Fenway, like all that stuff.
But yeah. that was all later on in the year. That week,
oh true, yeah.
That week, right? Or what? Yeah, what day? When was that? That was after.
Because I think one of the days we might have been preempted by like news radio, and then the rest of it, like we did.
No, when they when they found him in the book, we were WBZ most of that day and filling in. And but imagine doing that nonstop, commercial free all day, like Greg did. Like that is just and it's was the right decision.
Yeah, it was.
But it's just that's not something you show up for work expecting to do. No. And that is I didn't realize that from Greg until I heard that this morning. And so listening to him and listening to Wiggy and listening to Sam Kennedy today, if you missed any of it, I do think it's worth a re-listen there. On the Odyssey app. It'll be 25 years coming up a year from today, 24 years since 9/11. So just some recollections there. I know we talked about it last year. It's worth hitting on every single year for sure. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback here coming up on Jones and Keefe. We'll also go on the clock at high noon. How do the Patriots get their first win? We'll tell you in 60 seconds coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.